Should they stay or should they go?
Well, if it was up to State Representative Cindy Gamrat,
I think that's for my voters to decide.
Should I stay or should I go?
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
The special State House committee set up to look into the conduct of Representatives Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat meets tomorrow.
The lawmakers accused of using state resources to cover up an affair, among other things. Last week calling their actions, quote, deceptive, deceitful, and dishonest.
So as the hearings get underway this week,
a few things to keep in mind.
First, this is not a trial.
Nope.
This is about votes to possibly censure or expel the two Republicans. It is a political process with the veneer of legal due process.
Right. Every state lawmaker in the House will decide for themselves what standard to apply, whether it was that Corser and Gamrat broke laws, whether it was that they engaged in misfeasance, or that the reps are just annoying.
And Corser and Gamrat are essentially friendless in their caucus.
Yeah, they have been uncooperative, combative, even tossed from Republican caucus meetings.
We should also point out that what they're accused of, these things actually happen in the House all the time.
Yep.
Deceit, using public resources for political purposes, for example. But in most cases, lawmakers get off with a warning, maybe a fine.
Not expulsion.
So House leaders will argue that it's everything taken together, the full weight of all the conduct that justifies disciplinary action. And this process, by the way, won't last long.
Republicans want this done before their big leadership conference on Mackinac Island. That happens in 2 weeks.
And the GOP does not want to have Corser and Gamrat taking up the headlines as half a dozen Republican presidential candidates show up along with a whole lot of national media.
Yeah, another thing to keep an eye on, Gamrat and Corser taking very different paths in their own defense strategies.
Very. Gamrat trying to stay dignified, contrite, cooperative, in public at least, separating herself from Todd Corser. She won't even say his name. The goal, to convince her fellow lawmakers that something short of expulsion is sufficient punishment.
Right. Corser, though, not so much.
He seems determined to remain defiant to the end.
On Facebook recently, saying that even now he's continuing to serve his Tea Party because the attention focused on this controversy, that it's commanded so much time that lawmakers have not been able to focus on getting a road deal that could include raising taxes.
And he is inflating his own importance. Legislative leaders have already proven they are very capable of not reaching a road funding deal without Todd Corser.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's resident political junkie.